Masechet Berachot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Bet. To reiterate a point that we said in the last Mishnah, we said that Ha'etz is said, the Berachav Ha'etz is said on anything, where if you pick the fruit, the branch remains and it brings forth another fruit on the following year. That the picking of the fruit is not connected to the removal of the branch or the branch dying. You say Boreh Pil Ha'etz on that type of an item. And Ha'adama, you say Ha'adama on anything that when you pick it, a new fruit doesn't grow from that spot. The branch doesn't remain from year to year and grow more fruits or another edible item. But rather, once you pick the fruit, it's done from that branch. And this becomes halachically, if you think about it, why do we say Boreh Pil Ha'adama on a banana? Grows on a huge tree that's all the way up on the air. It's in Ha'etz. But the answer is, the mitziut, the reality is, when you pick a banana, a fruit doesn't grow back from that same branch. The banana doesn't go grow another year on that same spot. The branch dies, and a banana has to come from a new branch. So we say, Boreh Peri Ha'adama on a banana. The Mishnah says, Berach al perot ha'ilan, Boreh Peri Ha'adama yatsa. If somebody said, Boreh Peri Ha'adama, when they were supposed to say Boreh Peri Ha'etz on a fruit, they were Yotzei Dehova. They fulfilled their obligation even though they said the wrong beracha because trees are from the ground as well. They said Boreh Peri Ha'adama by mistake. And technically, a tree is from the ground. So when they said Boreh Peri Ha'adama, who creates the fruits of the ground, a person didn't lie. A person technically told the truth. So the Mishnah says they fulfilled their obligation. But the inverse. Ve'al perot ha'aretz, boreh peri ha'etz lo yatza. But if they said a beracha of boreh peri ha'etz in the place of boreh peri ha'adama, when they were supposed to say boreh peri ha'adama, they were not yitzei dechova. They did not fulfill their obligation because it's not true. When I'm supposed to say that something grew from the ground, boreh peri ha'adama, but I'm saying it grew from a tree, I'm technically not telling the truth. It didn't come from a tree. So when I said Boreh Peri Ha'etz on that item, it's not true. And therefore, a person did not fulfill his obligation of saying that beracha properly. The Mishnah finishes off by saying, Ve'al kulam imaman shehakol nihya bidvaro yatsa. And on everything, on all foods, if a person said shehakol nihya bidvaro, through whose words everything came into being, he fulfilled his obligation. So if you said a shehakol on bread or fruits or wine, whatever it may be, after the fact, if you said that by mistake, someone fulfilled their obligation, but the Bartenura points out, this becomes a halakha common question, and I see this mistake often, people think, if I don't know the beracha, I can just say shehakol on it. Bartenura points out, specifically against this point, he says, Umihu lekat tehila, en leechol shum peri im ino yodea tehila, a person should not say, or should not eat any fruit or any item if he doesn't know the right beracha. So it's not if I don't know the beracha, I'm just going to say shehakol. No, do the research, call up a rabbi, try and figure out what the right beracha is. Shehakol does not work in that scenario.